You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
What's up and welcome inside Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan. Fantasy Sports Today, overtime edition right here on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You know the particulars. Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, still currently the fantasy executive. The all-in kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Medica. And special guest today, Maria Marino. You know the great work she does for the NBA content with us right here at the Fantasy Sports Network. She was occupying a seat inside Rockin' Raleigh's. And whenever I see an accomplished broadcaster like Marino sitting around, I invite her into the studio.
Mrs. March Madness.
Mrs. March Madness. What's good, Miss Maria, Miss Maria
yeah,
Marino?
Yeah, no Mrs., just Ms.
I figured Mrs. Cummings at all.
Yeah, this was an unscheduled guest appearance.
Impromptu.
Yes. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, you're supposed to be a guest tomorrow.
I am?
Fill up the studio. Yeah, fill up the studio.
I had no idea.
Yeah, of course.
But you know what? We're up for anything at any time here at FNTSY. So Corey invited me in, and I reluctantly, but I did come in and join.
Yes, it was reluctant. I had to twist Maria's arm.
But it's not for what you think. It's not because I don't want to do it. It's just that, you know, sometimes I like to be prepared. That's you know, understandable. Right?
This is a fly by night operation.
Yeah, this is
Corey's the host, and that's never the case with him. So come on,
this is improv. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Improv. And you know what?
I'm working on my demo.
Well, you know what? I need to work on my improv skills anyway, so this is perfect.
There you go, right there. So we're going to be improvisational, but we do have some sort of plan in place today. Still got some NFL free agency news that we like to discuss at times. Obviously. Also, I would like to get to the Dodgers rotation. I cannot promise you that. But that's the goal right now.
That's the filler.
That is the filler in case we run out of stuff to talk about, which we've never really seemed to do so. So, obviously, today is high holy day in sports. NCAA tournament kicks off today. This first weekend in NCAA, the upsets, the buzzer beaters, and the brackets going to the trash. Everything that we love about March Madness and the NCAA tournament, a lot of it will take place inside the next 48 hours. I want to spend a little bit of time. You know, we don't have to go in depth into it, but breaking down some of our favorite moments from March Madness over the years that we've watched. Doesn't make a difference if you're a March Madness rookie or if you're an experienced March Madness veteran. Also, we want you to take part in our poll that's on Twitter right now, is which one is your favorite day of sports? Your fantasy football draft day? The first day / 2 days of March Madness? Opening day for Major League Baseball? Or the first Sunday of the NFL? You see what I'm saying, Maria? So we'll
get I know my answer.
We'll get your opinion coming back on the other side. We'll start to talk about a little bit of the things that go around about March Madness. I'll tell you one of my favorite moments, even though it was kind of a heartbreaking moment. You know what I mean? I got a couple, whatever. Obviously, me being a blue blood. Oh, Marino, you're a Duke Blue Devil, ain't you?
Part of the brotherhood.
Oh.
Bring it back the shoulder, Shimmy.
I almost forgot. It's a T.I. Thursday. Shout out to Chris Pavone for remembering that. So we rocking with Tip. We got Maria Marino, the all-in kid, Matt Medico, one of the high holy days in sports. It is Corey Parson, the artist, formerly known as the fantasy executive. Break that down when we come back. FSTOT.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing.
Grand Hustle. T.I. Thursday, FSTOT, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So, we're having a good time, you know what I'm saying?
Always.
You know, rocking with us. For some odd reason, I don't understand how my Instagram always pops up on my screen.
Magically appears.
It's just, look at this. That's my internet girlfriend right there. Look, Maria, you like that. She's pretty, isn't she?
She's very pretty. I don't know about that outfit.
You don't like that outfit? She's fully dressed. She's getting ready to go to work. I could not work at this establishment. I would have to leave.
That's the weather girl you're talking about?
No, she's not the weather girl. I'll show you the weather girl.
She's quite a bit to the imagination, so that's always nice.
No, well, whatever. It's my internet girlfriend. She doesn't know that we go together. Kayla, you come in here right quick. Kayla, this is the lovely Kayla. I'm not putting you on the spot. We don't have a microphone for you.
We get some Guinness car bombs.
Two Guinness car bombs. You know what I'm saying, Maria Marino? What would you like?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm so lame, but
Maria.
What time is it? It's not even noon.
Kayla, you see my internet girlfriend?
Yo.
What do you think?
She's on the internet.
No, now Kayla's judging people.
Kayla and I are tight, by the way.
All right.
I mean, you could be catfish. They have a whole show dedicated to it.
I'm not being catfish. This is, I really don't know her.
I like how Kayla went there with the catfish.
But have you video chatted?
No, we have not. No, we're not. I don't really don't know the woman. She won't give me the time of day, to be honest with you, Maria. Kayla, I've been in her DM several times.
So that means you're stalking her. She's not a girlfriend, and you don't even know if it's a man. You can't do that.
All right, Kayla.
Kayla has her reservations. Yes, that's basically what it comes down to.
Sorry about that.
Fantasy exec on the download.
All right. No, hey, Matt.
Maybe Kayla. Not the answer you wanted.
Thank you, Kayla. You can have it and take a tip. I'm just teasing. Huh? Two Guinness car bombs is what we're doing. And Maria says she's good. So that's it.
You guys know we don't have Guinness.
Thank you.
Anymore, right?
They said they don't have Guinness anymore. How do you not have Guinness St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Kayla doesn't like this. Okay, she doesn't like being called out like this.
What do we want to do here, Corey?
What do you want? We got to make a.
Would you guys like a menu?
Oh, sure. Bring the menu. Thank you, Kayla. I appreciate that.
Such a process.
You hold on to mine.
Yeah, hold on to the card. It's not mine. All right, so here we go. Let's get ready to bring this thing back together before I get in trouble.
Okay.
All right. So, All In Kid Jake Seeley. I'm going to tell you my favorite memory.
Oh, Jake's still here.
Yeah. Well, where do you think he was going, Maria?
Well.
This adds to the you and Jake rivalry when you do stuff like
do
that.
Do we have a rivalry? Jake, we don't have a rivalry, do we?
What?
See? He doesn't even realize he's still on the air.
So, I'm a North Carolina Tar Heel fan, right? Blue blood, you know what I'm saying? Born and bred, North Carolina Tar Heel. I became a North Carolina Tar Heel because a real popular basketball player from my neighborhood back in the day, name was Brian Reese. And he went to North Carolina. And when he went to North Carolina, I started rooting for the Tar Heels.
I like that backstory. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a story to everything with the fantasy executive. So now, back, I forget what year I was in high school, Jake. When they played the Fab Five, I was kind of torn because obviously me being a North Carolina fan, I was rooting like hell for the Tar Heels. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, you're all right. You already know. Now, with that being said, I'm rooting for the Heels, but still my heart because the culture, the Fab Five. You feel what I'm saying, Jake? I didn't really want to see the Fab Five lose. Now, I was happy the Tar Heels won, but my number one moment memory from the March Madness NCAA tournament was that specific timeout that Chris Webber called, even though the Wolverines, the great Fab Five team, a hell of a run they had. They didn't have no timeouts. Is that one of your favorite moments, Jake, in NCAA tournament history?
Yes, it's definitely up there. I hate Michigan. Hate them to death. I hate the college team, whether it's football or basketball, because of Notre Dame. Notre Dame football, UNC basketball. So to grow up with Michigan, UNC during that time, and especially the football carryover, I hate it. And my buddy at the time was a Michigan fan, so I definitely enjoyed that quite a bit. I laughed quite a bit in his face.
You see, I didn't laugh because I felt bad for the Fab Five dudes, and I felt bad for Chris Webber. Jake, you wasn't a Fab Five guy?
No, what part of I hate Michigan?
I understand hating Michigan, but the Fab Five was a culture-defining team, Jake.
Michigan.
Okay, he hates Michigan. Matt Medica, what are we getting?
Let's go with two Montauk Arrowheads and two shots of Jameson.
Thank you very much, Kayla. Kayla's
all
my favorite.
Kinds of promoting
she's my
today.
Favorite person in the whole
Thanks,
in the whole joint.
Thank you, Kayla.
All right, Maria Marino.
Yes.
What do we got? March Madness.
March Madness.
You know, you grow up watching sports and stuff like that.
I know.
The month of March, the NCAA tournament. Now you're a Duke Blue Devil, which
I know.
We don't like that.
Well,
we don't like that.
You and I don't really agree on
anything.
Teams.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean there's a lack of respect. There's respect, but we're also rivals in a lot of ways. But yeah, I grew up rooting for Duke mainly because...
How did that happen?
I know it's odd, but my earliest sports memories are of Duke, even before my beloved New York Giants. And it's because my older siblings, and they're like 6 to 8 years older than me. I have two older brothers and an older sister. Why are you smiling?
Nobody's been look me and Matt are having a conversation, Maria. Tell your story.
Gosh,
I didn't mean to yell at you.
Gosh. All right. So anyway, they were big Duke fans when I was really little, and they just like bred me to be a Duke fan. Like they just like shoved like Duke, you know, jerseys and all kinds of things in my face, and I just started rooting for them. So yeah.
Now, do you have any favorite memories from the NCAA tournament? A specific Duke play?
Yeah, I definitely remember like the most recent Duke championship, which was in 2015. I was watching with my sister, my brother-in-law. They're big Duke fans. They literally had a shrine of like Duke shirts and like jerseys like all around the living room. You probably would have threw
vomit
up in your mouth a little bit.
It probably would have been projectile.
And that's when our pal Grayson Allen broke out.
No.
And and actually sparked a comeback against Wisconsin, and Duke ended up winning. So, right. But there's a lot of memories.
I want to come back to the Grayson Allen thing because glad you brought that up. Matt Medica, what do you think, buddy? Your favorite moment, favorite memories, some of the things that you think back and say, you know what, that was a great game, that was a great moment in the NCAA tournament.
I definitely have a favorite moment. It was Keith Smart, the shot versus Syracuse when Indiana won the national championship. I remember being in my parents' basement. My dad had Indiana in his office pool.
Yep.
So he was
nice.
Very happy.
He was happy about that.
You know, that was, it was a great game. And then, like, you know, to win it on that one shot there, you know.
Pretty cool stuff right there. So, Jake, would you say that you wouldn't say the Fab Five moment was up there, but not your favorite, right?
Like, what do you mean?
When North Carolina beat the Fab Five, that's in your top. But would you say that's your favorite, or you don't have a favorite? That's just a memorable one for you.
That's just a memorable one. I don't have like a specific. This is the best one. I've enjoyed all the Tar Heels championships.
You know, I wonder if I could tell a story.
I still remember the Richmond Spiders from years ago.
Yeah,
knocking off.
That was good. The Richmond Spiders.
Tennessee Chattanooga. Taking down was South Carolina.
The night that North Carolina won the Tar Heels won the chip. This is probably.
You know what? If you're questioning whether or not you should share, it's probably no, because you normally share unfiltered without really questioning. So the fact that you're like hesitant, I'm like, maybe you should.
I'm glad you're here
yourself.
Because you
that's,
just like
that's
were
why
like,
I'm here. I'm like,
you were just
the
like
reason.
The angel on my shoulder. This is like, Corey, you probably shouldn't say that. Buddy. Don't tell that story. That one might be a little bit too much.
Yet tell
a
story.
And then it's the shock jock side of me. It's like, nah, tell a story.
Yeah.
Tell a
shock
story.
Factor.
All right. So, Grayson Allen. I'm glad you brought up Grayson Allen. Because I said this the other week.
Did you call him a POS recently?
I call him a POS because I think he's a typical J.J. Redick, Christian Leitner, that real, to me, Grant Hill, that real hated, nasty, entitled, privileged Duke Blue Devil might moonlight as, you know, like a lacrosse player or something like that.
I'm about to debunk every single one of those.
Just recently talking about. Who's the guy from Jersey?
What?
Grew up in the... We just talking about one of the NBA
players. Hurley, Bobby Hurley.
No. We're talking about the guy that has the hard image, but he comes from that town in Jersey.
J.R. Smith.
Yeah, thank you.
J.R. Smith.
All I got to say is Grayson Allen and Christian Laettner are very comparable in terms of the way they played. Neither of them, well, actually, I'm not sure about Grayson Allen, but Christian Laettner was not privileged like the way you think. He grew up
But he
pretty
came,
much
he came
poor.
Across that way.
But
like
that's only because of the image of Duke being this prestigious private university that he had that label put on him when it was completely unwarranted. Like, Grant Hill was a rich kid.
He was.
I don't like Grant Hill either. But, like, you're putting all them in the same category when they're not. The only you know, thing they have in common is they went to Duke.
Okay, so, but you don't think that, oh, look at the lovely Kayla. Oh, I'm glad that you're back. All right. What do you say, Kayla?
Just move your stuff.
Oh, you told me to move my stuff. Like I'm not.
Get out the way.
Like I'm not hosting a radio program over
Thank
here.
You, Maria.
All right, I'll close my computer. Now, the Grayson Allen thing. We only got a minute to go, right? So when we come back, I want to. Me and Jake. I know Jake feels the same way that I felt about Grayson Allen. I've done a 360 on Grayson Allen, to be 100% honest with you.
So they feel the same way still?
I still dislike him and I still despise him, but. I got a little bit of a.
You said 360, not 180.
Oh God,
that's why.
You're right, Jake.
Getting really nitpicky there, Jake.
Jake is a
nitpicky. A 360 is full circle.
Oh, okay.
This is Jake's X game. That's right.
This is 360.
So you can finish. finish that thought after the break.
I got Maria Moreno bouncing in studio with us. It's a high holy day in sports. It is FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on a TI Thursday.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
NCAA Tournament March Madness, day one. You're rocking with FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You know the all-in kid. You know Wall Street Matt Matika. If you don't know the lovely and talented Maria Moreno, then you go right there. She's rocking with us today. So kind of drop by. We are discussing memorable moments from the NCAA Tournament. And
yes.
Maria brought up Grayson Allen. And one thing, I did go to Grayson Allen's Wikipedia page.
Uh-oh.
Grayson Allen's from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
So it's no privilege. well, Grayson, Duval, Grayson Allen is thugged out, actually. Now, Jake, I listen, the tripping, the kicking, you know, the thing he did, sticking the butt out, the tripping and all of that. I get it. Listen, you do that on the blacktop, on street ball, somebody going to go get their pistol. You do that in the NBA, somebody going to slap you in your face. You feel what I'm saying? I almost cussed just now. That's not going to happen. You do it in college, you hide behind your teammates, your passion, and your Coach K and all of that. Whatever, not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? The conference going to take care of you. Here's the thing, Jake. If you are a Duke Blue Devil fan, you like the fact that you got a dude like Grayson Allen on your team.
Oh, yeah.
See, Grayson Allen is a negative when you are going against him, when you don't like him, when you're rooting against him. But when you have a connection to that team, you like him. As a matter of fact, I think, like, everybody should have, like, a Grayson Allen-type dude on their team. A dude that's willing, that has so much passion that he can't control himself when it comes to competition. The one thing I will say about Grayson Allen, Jake, is he is a fierce competitor.
Yeah, it's still a POS. And the fact is that's not true. It's not, everybody doesn't, because I have a longtime friend who's a Duke fan, and this year has finally had enough of it. He doesn't like Grayson Allen. I mean, he liked him before this year, but he's had enough of it. And the fact is, just said the same thing I did, is that Krzyzewski only cares about winning now, because yep. otherwise he would have benched this kid for a game or done something, because, as you said, do this against DeMarcus Cousins. You're going to get your ass kicked. And I hope you try to do it against DeMarcus Cousins. I hope you try to do this against Draymond Green. I pray to God you do, because I want to see him get his ass kicked, because he needs it. That's the truth. The fact is, he's a schmuck. He's a dirty player, and he keeps getting away with it because he's Duke and because he's going to call as a fiery player. No, the fact is, you don't have to be like this. Every team probably could have a player like this, but you can be this way. Joakim Noah, and not be, and people hate to play against him. People loved him as a teammate and hated him because he's fiery. He's always screaming about stupid rebounds and stupid dunks. Oh, you have 8 points and six rebounds. Good job, Noah. But he's going crazy.
He's grabbing that sixth bullet like, ah!
Yeah, exactly. That's the firing passion.
Is it my turn yet?
Hold on. Okay, Maria, let me set it up. Let me set it up. Look at that. Maria's
cool.
A pit bull.
Cool. I mean, you know, you could just come in the studio and take over whenever.
This is the rivalry.
I was invited, Jake.
This is a rivalry right here. So Jake makes some good points. Very good points. Now, you go in the NBA, you see, first of all, everybody with the last name Green is about that life. See, I think Grayson Allen is calculated. I think he knows he can't pull this on a blacktop or in the NBA. But he is a fierce competitor.
Yeah.
And is that why you like him? What do you think about Grayson Allen and this?
First of all, it's not that I'm, like, in love with Grayson Allen. I just think he gets a little bit more flack. Obviously, last year, the things that he did were completely inexcusable. You know what? No. Last year. This year, okay, like, someone's going for a ball and he like bumps them. I was there. I was at that game. Like, it didn't look that bad. When you slow it down, it looks way worse. But my point being, last year he crossed the line with the tripping incidents. And believe it or not,
incidents,
Jake,
with an S.
Yes, incidents. Okay. Incidents. Although I think one or two of them, I would say two of them were probably more like like hard to excuse than some of the other ones. But my point being, Coach K did penalize him last year, Jake. He didn't just sit by. Like, he suspended him for a game after
year.
Last year. What did he do this year? Like, what did he really do? Oh, he went, come on, it's a basketball game. Like, you can have a little physicality. You can have a little physicality.
Jake's right. That's not a basketball move, Maria. Maria, you cannot.
I'm just saying, you're making it sound like
you guys need to be ganging up on Maria.
But you're making it sound like he like did something like so horrible. Like last year, the tripping thing, I think,
Maria,
is obviously way worse. But look, you brought up Draymond Green. He is just like Draymond Green, and Draymond Green is the heart and soul of that Warriors team. Coach Steve Kerr has said he prefers having Draymond Green get all sorts of technicals and be that, you know, kind of toe that line of being too physical, because it energizes the team. Hey, do you want to let me finish my point, or are you going to keep cutting me off?
I love this. Stop kicking people in the nuts is what he said.
Well, you know what? that was an example of Draymond Green obviously crossing that line. But even when that was all happening, I agree it was unintentional. Oh, but a lot of people like Jake don't think that way. But I think that Draymond Green, like Grayson Allen, is the type of player that you hate to play against, but you love when he is on your team, and you know he will do anything for that team. He will play any role. He will be that demon. He will be that like hated player if that's what it takes for this team to get energized and to
win. He'll be on an NBA team.
And I think so, too.
He will, because he's a fierce competitor. Matt, is he the type of cat, Grayson Allen, you've seen some of the antics and stuff like that, is he the type of cat where he should be, he's bad for the NCAA, he's bad for basketball, or is he the guy, like we said, you know what, you like him if you hate him if you're going against him, but if he's on your team, you're like, that's my guy, I ride with him.
Yeah.
It's a little of both, to be honest with you. You look, you don't, some of the moves, like Jake said, it's not a basketball move and stuff, that's right. Some of it's gone a little bit too far. But, you know, when he's on your team and he's getting it done, that's what you really care about. Look, Coach K was like always held to that higher standard. And due to the current state of college basketball, he even had to get into the one-and-done scenario. So he's just going with the evolution of the game. It's all about winning when it's all said and done. So I'm with Coach K. You got to put the kid out there. You need to win.
Mm.
Yeah, but
Jake makes a good point. Not a basketball move. The hip check was not a basketball move against the Tar Heels last week. That was not a basketball move. We've seen Christian Laettner. Cherokee Fair. Fox is another one of those
Carolina
dudes.
To get the 11th guy on the bench.
But
put him out there.
Talk about like this kid, obviously, he's not going to get away with it playing street ball. He's not going to get away with it in the NBA, but he's still... He's not there yet. I mean, last year he was clearly immature. I think he's shown growth from last year for sure. And when he gets to the NBA, he's going to be held to a different standard, and that's going to be totally fine. He can be competitive. He can be fiery. He can be all of that without it being crossing the line and being inexcusable play.
Jake, I just forgot that fast.
What?
Maria said that fiery. She said that was not a basketball play, correct? And you stand by that.
I stand by the fact that you don't need to be that kind of player. I don't care how good you are, because just because you're talented and you're playing and you're fire up the team doesn't make your actions inexcusable. That's the fact. I've never been that.
I'm not excusing his actions from last year.
I don't want Draymond Green on my team.
About this
I don't
year?
Want
because this year to me is not the same.
Because this year.
What?
He did it at the beginning of this year.
He did it again this year.
I know Jake likes to play basketball and stuff. So you see Jake's ready to pop his three on the outside.
Yeah.
Takes a shot. Somebody takes a cheap shot as he's coming down.
Mm-hmm. Somebody
when
runs
you
up under him.
Your teammates come out there.
You need a goon on your team.
And this is my point. It doesn't need to come to this. You can be fiery without taking cheap shots. And again, I don't want Allen. I don't want Green. I don't want any player like this on my team. You can be fiery without taking cheap shots.
You know what? It's just so funny because for whatever reason, Jake, I want those players on my team, and I don't
You want them in your phone,
I love
too.
Draymond Green. What?
You want them in your phone, too, right? You're like a bad boy, don't you, Maria?
No. Nah.
Okay.
I'm like, goody two-shoes over here.
Yeah.
No, but I just can't, like, there are people I know that hate Draymond Green, and I'm just like, no, like, I just love the way he plays. I like the fire, and I think you can toe the line without crossing it, and that's what I think Grayson Allen's going to end up doing when all is said and done.
So another one of my favorite moments in NCAA tournament history is my pop's mailman for 40 years in Harlem, you know what I'm saying? And he used to deliver mail to the Ralph J. Rangel housing projects over there and by the Polo Grounds, where it used to be Yankee Stadium, right across the street from the legendary Rucker Park.
I love hearing all these history bits of your background.
Would Papa Parson, if he played fantasy, be known as the fantasy mailman?
He could do that. Or he could be like I deliver, you know, whatever. You know, rain, sleet, or snow. He was out there, and he would complain about it every day, too. Like, that just make
you
no damn
write
sense.
A book. I want the Parson, Papa Parson, you know,
okay.
Proverbs.
I'm gonna write.
I didn't
book.
Mean to cut you off, though.
So he used to deliver mail at Ralph J. Rangel Houses, which is the little short buildings over there by the legendary Polo Grounds across the street from Rucker Park. What'd you say, Chris? I thought somebody said something in my ear. So my pops, right? He was the mailman for Jamal Mashburn. So he was like, yo, it's this kid in the building that's getting all these letters from colleges and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So he became a big star. You know what I'm saying? He was a dominant, one of the best high school athletes in New York City history, Jamal Mashburn. So now, you know where I'm going with this story. One of the greatest moments in NCAA tournament history. I'm sitting there with my pops. I'm watching it. Rooting like hell for the Kentucky Wildcats. And then you see the full court pass, the turnaround jump shot. And that began
the
Duke Blue Devil run right there, that play in Philadelphia.
That was pretty amazing. Though.
That was at the Spectrum. An amazing play by Christian Laettner.
Was that his junior year?
I hate seeing that play. That was his junior year.
Yeah.
You know why else? When you know what else? Well, I'll tell you that story on the other side when Duke broke my heart.
Heartbreaker.
Duke is against the culture. You feel what I'm saying? Because they beat that UNLV running Rebel team.
Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood, yes.
Yeah. They broke a lot of hearts.
I was shocked
when that happened.
Everybody was.
I loved that UNLV run.
That UNLV
That's when
team.
I was, like, deep in college basketball.
Jake, how did
Jerry Tuck can't even bite on that towel?
Jake, they beat Duke so handily the year before that, Jake. Was you a fan of that UNLV team?
I don't even remember the UNLV team. I barely remember the teams that teams played in championships 2 years ago, let alone. I care about UNC when it comes to college basketball, some stuff in the NCAA tournament. That's about it. I got too much time with baseball, football to worry
about.
He's got
better things to do.
That UNLV team was the best team money could buy at the time.
Great UNLV team knocked off by the Blue Devils. Michigan Wolverines knocked off. Fab Five knocked off by my Carolina Tar Heels. It's T.I. Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Maria Marino rocking with us. Have adult beverage. Think you can do that. We'll be right back. Continue the conversation right here on FST.
The victories begin in January. The Fantasy Sports Writers Association named Roto Experts winners of two prime fantasy baseball awards. Tim McCullough and Scott Angle joined champion fantasy ranker Jake Seeley on the mountaintop, and now their triumphs are yours with the RotoExperts.com 2018 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. A full squad of high-profile winners such as Michael Florio and Joe Galina, they're here to help you take it all. Enter code FNTSY at checkout and join the Exclusive Edge Winners Club at RotoExperts.com.
T.I. Thursday. You know, T.I. is getting into politics. He is. You know, he was like, he's on the transition
Everyone
team
is.
For that new mayor.
He'd be the mayor of Buckhead. I never even knew Buckhead until my wife started opening hotels there. So that's how I know.
It's funny you mention that because he had a political event in Buckhead earlier this week. Look at Matt Matica on top
I'm
of
all
things.
About the Buckhead.
Yeah. Shout out to Buckhead. Whatever. No big deal. All in
case. You want to talk about more stupid moves, Corey? Jordy Nelson's happening.
Yep, I was about to bring up the fact that Jordy Nelson is a member of the Oakland Raiders.
Jake, goodbye, Crabtree.
Wait, what happened with Crabtree?
I like to see Crabtree in the Bills.
That's not.
They're going to release it. They're signing Nelson and releasing Crabtree.
The Oakland Raiders are going to sign Jordy Nelson and release Michael Crabtree. Okay,
I love
so
Crabby.
John Gruden, what the hell is John Gruden? I told you need somebody to hang out with.
Yeah, no, he does.
John Gruden, he's trying to play like he did it, like the late 90s and early 2000s. He thinks he's going to get the same players.
Yeah.
But honestly, though, Mark Davis could be like the white Odell. Because he'd be like, you're hanging out with him. Yeah. You get all of the women.
Oh, that's true, too. You really will. Well, then Mark Davis
you
got.
You want to see what the best tweet was, Corey?
$1 zillion. What up, Jake?
Pat Doherty from Roto World, Roto Pat, he said Jordy Nelson just snatched Crabtree's chain.
That's a good one right there. That is an excellent one right there. Michael Crabtree. See, if you had to do like Grayson, see, here's the thing. You get your chain snatched on the field. You got a dude like Grayson Allen on your team. Guess what? You got your chain back at the end of the game.
That's kind of an Allen move.
Grayson Allen ain't letting no charge and no fight.
I would have went AJ Green on him. With AJ
Grayson Allen sneaking up behind you like hitting you with a stick and running away.
That's what you got to do.
Jake, wait a minute. You don't think if Grayson Allen was, say Grayson Allen was a member of the Oakland Raiders last year, right? And the keep to leave snatch.
No, he's not like the bodyguard.
He would run on the field, throw his helmet, and then run in the other direction and hide behind him.
You don't think Grayson Allen would be about that life and run up to Akeem Tlaib and take the chain
and
back?
And then hide behind everybody.
I don't think so. I don't think he's like that at all.
100%.
Nah. I think he would, he'd mess some people up, actually.
You think Grayson Allen about that life?
In the eye.
He went back to Akeem Tlaib like, yo, give me that chain back, son.
I'm not saying that he's not a little punk. Like, he totally can be, but I think he's tougher than maybe we are giving him credit for.
Is Maria Bad Boy Marino.
Yeah,
Corey had to whoop his ass.
Oh yeah, Akeem Tlaib. He wouldn't want no parts of Akeem.
No. Anywho, wild man.
I like the fact. Listen, they released Michael Crabtree. I think Michael Crabtree is headed to Dallas.
I think so.
I think that would be a good spot for him.
Need a pay cut. You better talk to your boy Dez.
Dez is gonna take a pay cut. I don't like.
Yeah,
the
but maybe some competition would help Dez out. Help him get. Light a little fire under him.
He just can't run.
Michael
run
Crabtree and Dez Bryant, same draft class, or was Crabtree the year before Dez Bryant? Crabtree was the year before Dez Bryant.
Crabtree was the same year as Hakeem Nicks and Kenny Britt.
Oh, that's right, Hakeem Nicks.
Yeah.
Hakeem Nicks, who's still not 30 years old.
Crabtree in college was...
Hakeem Nicks, who looked like he was going to be
now?
The best one of all of them.
Yeah, Nicks, Hakeem Nicks... It was unfortunate. I mean, the man's knees went out when he was like 24.
Yeah, he's out shopping for knees.
I really don't think, if you was to Google Hakeem Nicks right now, I don't think Hakeem Nicks is 30 years old yet.
Should we try it?
Crabtree credit, though, because he suffered a devastating injury, and he was a lot faster and stuff before that. And
he just turned 30 in January.
He just turned 30 a couple months ago.
Coming off of that career that he had, like when the Niners got him and stuff.
No, remember.
It doesn't always work out.
Now, you remember, him and Dez Bryant have history. If you remember that great game, Bedlam, with Oklahoma State, and that was Michael Crabtree versus Dez Bryant. It was an amazing football game, you know what I'm saying?
You know, we should just get Crabtree to sign with the Rams. Replace Sammy Watkins, and then they could go at it in practice.
what's going on back there today?
You get so easily distracted. It's like,
excuse me.
No, you're just like, so funny. We're like in the middle of the show. What's going on over there?
I guess we're gonna
someone was just taking our picture, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw someone just boop, taking the pic.
I get scared when that happens.
And DNA.
Yes, a non-disclosure agreement in order to come inside Studio 34. All right, so we're kicking it, having a good time right here, Studio 34. Maria.
Yes.
Everybody this time of year, right? Turns to college basketball, March Madness, NCAA tournament. And I realized last night, I'm like, well, what the hell is going on in the NBA? Of course, my beloved Golden State Warriors have a little bit of an issue going on right now because their starting backcourt is on ice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like a typical thing with the Warriors. I feel like the past couple of years, there's usually somebody that gets injured. Like Kevin Durant was injured around this time last year.
You're right.
But prior to that, Steph Curry was injured. And they always seem to be fine, I mean, because they have plenty of depth. And you know, Kevin Durant's actually, I mean, he's been playing lights out, like nasty. I'm not worried about them at all. I think the Rockets are really on to something. I think they are the team to beat right now, because I think they're gelling so well. But obviously we know everything changes once playoff time comes around. So it's going to be like a don't believe it till you see it in terms of them being able to challenge the Warriors. The East is a total, like, it's so, you know, different than it's been the past couple of years because the Cavs aren't the lock. You know, the Cavs aren't the guarantee that they've, I think, been in the past.
I think the Rockets are the 2018 NBA champions.
Oh, you're calling the Rockets right now.
I would like to see it.
Right. I got a couple questions, right? I got a couple questions about a couple of things I just heard.
Yeah.
Let's start with Matt said the Rockets are 2018 champions.
Yeah.
How did the Rockets, It seemed like the Warriors put together a dynasty in the Western Conference that was going to be runaway with the West for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
How did the Rockets close the gap? Not only close the gap, but became the dominant team.
They're dominant. I wouldn't say close the gap just yet because, again, they haven't done it in the postseason.
Chris Paul, who's never done it in the playoffs.
Now, but I don't think that's his fault. I think Chris Paul sucks. No, I love Chris Paul. I think he's phenomenal.
I think
the issues with the Clippers were not in any way attributed to Chris Paul.
I think it was Blake
Griffin never healthy. Coach Doc Rivers. Yeah, it was just a bad mix. The trade, honestly, was perfect for CP3 to end up in Houston. And the reason I say that is because James Harden's production hasn't dipped, right? You think when you add like that all-star, you fear that maybe your number one guy is going to dip. No, they've worked together seamlessly, and I think that's because of the mastermind that is Chris Paul. He has such a high basketball IQ, and when he comes into the game, he just facilitates and he just does it so well. But last year, James Harden had an amazing year. I mean, if it wasn't for Russell Westbrook having a historic, unprecedented type of year,
he would have been
your MVP. Okay, he's been knocking on the door for MVP for a couple of years, but what did he do last year in the playoffs? Okay, he freaking fell asleep during that last game against the Spurs. Like, I don't even know where he was. He just didn't even show up for that game. So he's got something to prove this year that he can actually get it done and get it to the next level. Because you know what, he's probably going to get the MVP this year, but can you then make that jump in the postseason?
Go to the All In Kit right quick. Jake, let me ask you this. I want to change the topic to the NFL right quick. Jake, yesterday we see the Buffalo Bills sign quarterback A.J. McCarron to a contract. Do you think, obviously this is a stopgap quarterback, you think the Bills move up the draft one this year?
Either they'll sit there and take one if one starts to slip. It's going to depend on what happens to those first few picks. Do they think they need to move up? Do they have somebody that's highest on their draft board and then they have the other three or four quarterbacks? Then they'll definitely try to move up. If they have three guys that they all kind of consider like they're like, all right, we'll take Mayfield, Darnold, or Rosen, and they kind of feel good about all three of them, you can see them hopefully try or sit there and hope that one of them slides back to them. Maybe they only move up a spot or two to make sure they get that. So it really depends on what their front office believes, but they're drafting their quarterback of the future in the first round. There's no question about it.
It seems that way. Matt Medica, you are the resident Buffalo Bills fan. AJ McCarron, sent me a text last night when it came through. I said LOL, but it's a stopgap.
I seen that. I was like, oh gosh. Successful was right there. I think it's a stopgap. When I said a $10 million for 2 years, that's fine. Look, that ensures that we'll never see Nathan Peterman again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the positive side of it. I think they're definitely moving up. I prefer to move up before the draft because I think it's only going to get more expensive as that day comes, and then teams know you need it even more. Let's get into the top 2, 3, 4, wherever we got to go. Get in there. I mean, I want Baker Mayfield, but I'll take Rosen. I'll take Darnell. Any of those three, I'm fine with.
Make sure you check out on YouTube Emory Hunt and Mike Blewett yesterday breaking down the NFL draft. The czar, the playbook, Emory Hunt, my man Mike Blewett, a.k.a.
Money-making Mike Blewett.
A.k.a. the business traveler. All right, so.
He's got
business class.
In his cash.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, all right, so here we go. Maria Marino, I will come back to you on this one. What do you think? Who would you, if you, seven-game series for all the marbles, you get to pick one two-guard out of the two players that I'm about to mention.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson.
That's a tough one. I adore both of those players. They're both known for being two-way players. Oh, gosh. That's really tough. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
That's why they brought me here.
Corey Parker, Jake Sealy.
Why do you ask?
Because this has been a debate that we've had around here. I personally, I might be biased. I would take Klay. Yeah. I think Klay, what he can do from the outside.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, excellent defender. Klay, also a very good defender,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Both of them can score. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can both score for sure. It's so hard because we have like a skewed view in our heads now of Klay Thompson because of the way that the Warriors are constructed. Like, we don't get to see him play his best or kind of like take control and own things the way we've seen in the past. So it's really hard for me to say, but I'll say Klay because Klay has been in the big spots. He's done it before, so I'll say Klay.
You got an opinion on this one, All In?
Nope.
There you go, right there.
You don't need his opinion. Mine was just fine.
Oh, yours was good enough.
Ooh, the hammer has been fun.
We could talk about more NCAA if you want when we come back.
You got something you want to bring up?
Yeah.
What you got?
Just, covered the ACC tournament last weekend, talked to some of the players.
That's right. You sure did, and I'll let you get a chance to do that when we come back.
Yay.
I should have did that
last week. You got to know when you ask me to come in, I'm going to take over.
Figures. FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Grayson Allen, you've seen some of the antics and stuff like that. Is he the type of cat where he's bad for the NCAA, he's bad for basketball?
Some of the moves, like Jake said, is not a basketball move. So some of it's gone a little bit too far. You know, when he's on your team and he's getting it done, that's what you really care about.
I mean, last year he was clearly immature. I think he's shown growth from last year for sure.
Do this against DeMarcus Cousins. You're going to get your kicked. I hope you try to do this against Draymond Green. I pray to God you do, because I want to see him get his kicked.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is TI Thursday. This is Tip. Shout out to Tip. Tip needs to do it. Him and Tiny need to figure it out. I don't know what they got going on. Tip kids grown now. Tip got kids in their 20s. Oh, my God.
Tip started early.
He did. Littlest in the trap, but got it popping like some bubble gum. Maria Marino, yes! You were at the AC. You were at the ACC, Atlantic
ACC,
Coast Conference Tournament,
yes,
in Brooklyn last week.
I was.
Quickly, some of your observations from the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament that you covered.
First observation is I think Virginia might have a chance at taking this NCAA tournament championship. And it's not because they have that one dominant player that's going to be, you know, your game changer in the NBA. It's not that at all. It's actually just the team chemistry. They have a lot of great pieces that fit well together defensively as a unit. They're very in sync. So, we were talking in the break. Because, Corey and I actually, we have very intelligent conversations whether we're on the air or not. But you were saying
it's
to
true.
Me, who is the most impressive player that I saw that weekend at the tournament? And to me, the one specific player that right now I think if was drafted in the NBA would be the most effective is Marvin Bagley III. And I'm not saying that because I like Duke. I really just think he's all around. He's got all the tangibles, the size, the skill set, dominates the paint, all of that. I think he's that one game-changer player that's going to be drafted real high. So Virginia doesn't have that player, in my opinion. They have a lot of, scrappy, hardworking players that'll hustle and that'll, work together and possibly get it done. North Carolina, obviously, they had their year last year, and I don't think it's going to be their year again.
I have North Carolina losing to Virginia. As a matter of fact, I have them losing to Virginia. I wouldn't be surprised they lose to Michigan next week.
Now, just real quick, the one thing is Virginia, their sixth man, DeAndre Hunter,
yes,
went down with an injury. That is a little bit concerning only because the depth, you need that depth come tournament time. If you're looking at the game between Virginia and North Carolina in the ACC tournament, Virginia led wire to wire, and you never really felt like North Carolina kept it close. Again, everything changes come tournament time, and we'll see.
I think Villanova beats Virginia to win the NCAA tournament this year. That's how I got the bracket shaked out looking right now. Jake, how's your bracket looking the last two?
Oh, we talked about it before. I don't have Virginia or UNC making it. It's the same as Matt. Villanova beating Xavier.
Matt, you also Villanova beating Xavier.
And I corrected my final score.
Jake
contributed well today.
Oh, very good.
Look at you guys.
Marvin Bagley Jr., DeAndre.
Marvin Bagley III,
DeAndre Ayton. Number one pick in the NBA draft, and I agree with you, should be Marvin Bagley. Marvin Bagley is a player.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you just look at him, and he just screams NBA ready. Like, that's what I get when I watch him play.
Jake, I was on Trae Young. I was on Ayton. I like the way Bagley played, though. You?
It depends on who's drafting at the top. This is
no
going
doubt.
To be, it's going to be, it's team need. It's team need. Yeah. Do you need a big guy with board? Do you need a big guy who could score? And the biggest thing is people aren't still not paying attention. Doncic still needs to be in the conversation for number one. He's at 18 dominating the second toughest league, obviously, is the European league, the seventh toughest league. And then he's 18 years old and people are just ignoring him.
All right. So there you go right there.
Well, no one really knows what the heck they're talking about with college basketball until right about now they start to pay attention. So
everybody's Joe Lunardi.
Everybody is. You're right. We all Joe Lunardi now today.
Corey,
what's up, babe?
Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Thanks for coming.
Begrudging. I wasn't sure. I was very
I had to
like
drag
like,
her in here. You feel what I'm? Well, not literally drag her.
Pretty foul.
All right, I didn't spill my beer.
Oh my gosh.
Let me. I'm about to clean this up for Cardano. See this. I'm out.
Bye. Oh goodness.